Welcome back to the Embodied Remembrance podcast. My name is Jasmine and I am your host. This is a very, very personal share of mine for this podcast episode today. And I've been really, really sitting with it for a while. I really have to tune in to where the desire to share the more personal realms of my own journey comes from, and whether or not I am able to hold it, or if it is from a space of leaking. But I've been in some really powerful spaces of integration with this particular piece of my journey, and actually it's a huge part of why I serve the work that I do now. It's why my medicine is so focused on self-responsibility and victim consciousness and kind of everything that goes on top of that. You know, they are such foundations within my work because they were such transformative pieces within my own journey. So a few years ago, I had a year, so it was 2021, I had a massive year, and it was one of those years where you just cannot come back from. You know, a huge part of you dies during that time, and you know, I experienced the death of a friend. I almost lost my mum twice due to the COVID vaccine. I was also in the first official year of my business. And this all culminated, you know, I don't get attached to the story, and the story isn't important. But I also found myself without a home. I chose to, after my friend passed away, I chose to move back to my hometown up on the north coast, at northeast coast even, and spend the last summer up there because my mum was moving away from the area after being up there for 20 years. So I chose to go up there, and then my intention was to move to Somerset from there. Now, if you know where I live, you know, I do not live in Somerset. And within this year, within the year of 2021, I went through this deep, deep process of death and destruction within myself. You know, it was a full kind of burning on the pyre to then rise up into the sky as a phoenix eventually. There was a multitude of things that happened for me to find myself in a space of having to choose the route of bankruptcy. And everything up to that point was rooted in not taking any responsibility for my life, for my choices, for my actions, for the way I chose to relate to the world. And I was so deeply caught in victimhood. Like I've said this before, I loved being the victim. And you know what? There are still moments in my life where I'm like, oh, I'd really just love to be the victim of this situation because it's really comfortable there. So comfortable there. Oh my God. It's, you know, we have to be okay. You know, a lot of what I guide women into is to get okay with that desire of wanting to be the victim, wanting to rescue, wanting to you know, abandon the self to be the martyr, to not be responsible, all of these things, you know, if we actually acknowledge the fact that we really want it, it holds so much less charge in our lives, and it actually doesn't control our lives. But if we are like, no, I don't want to, don't, why would I want that? Why would you say that I want that? Then we actually get caught in the trap of it, and we end up staying there for far longer than we need to. So this is one of the things that I really teach on, is like actually getting people to claim it. Just as much as you want to claim the life that you want, so like maybe you want, I don't know, to go and travel the world, or write a book, or create a homestead, or create a retreat space, or whatever it is that you want, claim that, yes. And then claim all of the parts of you that don't want it and would rather stay in victim and out of responsibility. Because you cannot reject those parts and expect to get what you want in life. You know, they have to come with you, but you need to tend to them instead of reject them and resist them. And this was the big thing for me back in 2021, is the fact that I was just in the swamp of it. It was so freaking gnarly. I love it. Like, I love it now. And, you know, there's been a massive process around this whole part of my journey for me, because it's not been an easy one. But there was just this part of me that was just so hooked into being the victim, wanting everyone else to rescue me, to not take responsibility for my parts and things. And it all came to a head with the fact that I had made a decision in my business that was so deeply out of alignment and was rooted in all of these stories, all of this like really kind of distorted self, that I then had to file for bankruptcy. And that, however uncomfortable it was the start of me taking responsibility for the absolute chaos that I had created in my own life through not taking responsibility for being the victim. And it was one of these such huge awakenings, because it shifted everything in my life. Shifted everything. And the beautiful thing is, I had to be in that space, in that dark hole, I'll call it, for a little while after I found myself bankrupt. I had to really stay there and find the nutrients and receive the nutrients of that really powerful experience. I have had many journeys through life that have been deep, dark, and heavy. But this one hit me on such a primal level, because I had no money, and I had, thankfully, being given by the grace of the universe, as if by magic, somewhere to live. But without that, I would have had nothing. I would have been in a very, very sticky situation. And I was in a sticky situation, as it was. And I had to hold myself through that darkness, through that depth. I had to look at absolutely everywhere that I was out of responsibility. Absolutely everywhere that I was feeding these narratives that I'm not good enough, that I need to be rescued, that I'm the damsel. I was in this space of such immaturity. There was no part of me that was sovereign. There was no part of me that was able to hold myself through that, until I had to learn how to hold myself through that and not try and give my pain away to anyone, but to hold it and to become the alchemist of my own lived experience and my own choices. And this is the thing that can be so confronting for people, is the fact that there is a choice. We are constantly making choices through our lives, and we and only ourselves are responsible for those choices. We are responsible for how we show up. We are responsible for where we choose to put our energy. We are responsible for tending to our bodies. We're responsible, and we are choosing whether or not we feed the narratives that keep us small. You know? We are responsible. No one is here to rescue you from your experience, and I know that that is so hard to hear sometimes, but it's the truth. No one external is here to save you from yourself. You can choose to take responsibility for yourself and to step away from the swamp that you find yourself in, and to choose a different pathway. Is it going to be easy? Most likely there will be challenge along the way. But you have got to ask yourself these questions in those moments of, is the potential discomfort of choosing a new way more worth it over what I'm experiencing now? And that's a choice that you get to take and that you get to make. The thing that I see over and over and over again is that women are lost to their own power. So lost to their own power because of this potential disbelief that they have a power. And so this is when the kind of the layers of conditioning can come up. It's like, well, no, of course I don't have power, you know. Society tells us that women are the weaker of the sexes. And, you know, we are we're powerful creators. We hold universal energy in our pelvises. We are born to create, to birth, to bear witness to both life and death. We hold that frequency in our bodies. You know, it's potent energy, it's potent magic to hold. But we lose our we don't remember that. We forget. We forget the potency that lives within our bones, that lives within our wombs, that lives within our hearts, our throats, our voices. And instead we find ourselves with these layers of conditioning, of martyrdom, of the wounded feminine, of being the good girl and the people pleaser and appeasing everyone else and abandoning our own needs, wants and desires. That we actually spend more of our time punishing ourselves than enjoying life for what it is. That we are so deeply desperate to be rescued by an external source, that we spend all of our time rescuing others and then falling victim when we are not rescued ourselves. This is why responsibility is a foundation of my work, because you and only you are responsible for the choices that you make. And believe me when I say it, it is worth it. It is going to take an identity shift. It is going to take so much more trust and orientating in towards the wisdom of your body. But it is so fucking worth it. Because it is liberating. It is going to liberate you from the trap of identity and conditioning that are keeping you where you're at. You know, if you're feeling resentment resistance, rejection, lack of responsibility, just this utter fed upness with life. You know, you have the power to change that. The only thing in between, like the only thing in your way is you. And I know that that can be like a, how dare she say that moment, but it's true. You know, I don't come from much. I absolutely, everyone in my family has told me not to pursue my work. You know, they're like, it's a really stupid idea. It's a really bad idea. Why would you do that? Like, I come from a family that is very, very traditional, and like, I love them, but there has been this very, there's never been a foundation of support with any of my own life choices. And I fell victim to that for so long. And don't get me wrong, it still is a tender spot for me, because, you know, to be received in the work that I offer would be amazing, but I also do not need to externally orientate to others for their validation. So, you know, there's been very little in the realm of like having that deep trust to walk this path. And for so long I chose to fall victim to the fact that no one around me believed in me. And I was so orientated to their perception and their validation that it kept me where I was for so long, because I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I was worth it. I didn't believe that I was good enough, because I had these projections like poured onto me. And actually, when I started to realize that I was falling victim to other people's projections and other people's beliefs, I was able to reorientate to the fact that actually, you know what? Let's do this. You know, we have one life. We are not here to appease other people's versions of you that they would prefer to see out in the world. And this is what it is to just claim what you are and who you are. And allowing people to have their own views and perceptions of you, and still moving forwards with a strength in your spine, but you can also have those wobbly as fuck knees, because you're like, I am walking a path that no one in my family line has ever trodden. You can choose to be the breaker of chains, or you can continue to carry on that chain. Again, that choice is yours. The choice is yours. And this is what bankruptcy has taught me. You know, our deepest and darkest depths produce the most potent of medicines if we choose to receive it. But you cannot choose and claim the medicine. You're not willing and ready to receive it, to not fall victim to it. You know, if we fall victim to our medicine, it becomes poison, becomes stagnant in our systems, and creates this continual loop of story and collapseness. As we allow our medicine to be a medicine, it actually feeds us and nourishes us and supports us in ways that you cannot imagine. You know, my whole life has changed. My whole birthing of the work that I offer to the world was born through that experience. Because through that experience, I began to run my monthly breathwork circles. You know, my work became what it is today through that journey, through that descent, and I allowed it to become so much more than this darkness that had nowhere else to go. You know, I turned it in, I alchemized it and used it in a way, I utilized it in a way that could become deep medicine for so many. from that point, since that point happened, I've served over 500 predominantly women through my spaces, supported women on their transformational journey. So know that those moments of dissent and darkness can create such magic within yourself and within the world around you. But you gotta choose to not stay victim to what's there. You can choose to be victimized by your life and continue to look outwards to be rescued for everything that's wrong with the world. And you know, it is, you know, the world is questionable, just putting it politely. It's like, how can you actually step into responsibility and hold yourself? Learn to really hold yourself. You know, this is what my work is. It's about self-holding. Holding your power, holding yourself as a sovereign being, holding yourself as this responsible, rooted woman. And allowing yourself and allowing life to open you, to carve you of the distorted identities and conditioning that has kept you small, that's kept you feeling like you need to hide, that you need to be anyone but yourself, that's kept you silent. It's time to remove the shackles that have kept you being small, or feeling small, shall I say? And it's time to arrive into the fullness of you, because she's there. She's already there. She's just waiting for you to meet her, to not resist her, to arrive into her. So, the invitation is, if any of this resonates, if anything kind of hits a part of you that's like, oh yeah, that resonates, feel free to let me know over on Instagram. And if there is, I'll pop the links to how to come journey with me at the moment in the show notes. And know that whatever life is serving you, you have the ability to turn it into gold.